This winter, many Americans will give their children the herbal supplement Echinacea. It's believed to boost the immune system and help get rid of colds. But a study in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association suggests Echinacea does not help children get over their colds more quickly. NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
Before launching this new study of Echinacea, pediatrician James Taylor asked parents of the 524 participants if they were already giving the herbal supplement to their children. Nearly a third said yes. Taylor hoped the research would show that he could recommend it for his patients when they got colds.
Both as a pediatrician and as somebody who's done research into conventional medications, I was really frustrated because there was nothing that seemed to work.
Taylor is a pediatrics professor at the University of Washington and Seattle Children's Hospital. It's estimated that Americans spend more than $300 million each year on echinacea, and that as many as 21% of children who get conventional medical care are also using alternative therapies. And because the average child has 6 to 8 colds each year, each lasting 7 to 9 days, Taylor knew that confirming a beneficial effect of echinacea could have a big impact on children's health. 524 children aged 2 to 11 participated in his study over a 4-month period. Parents administered either a liquid form of echinacea or a placebo liquid. No one knew which they were getting, and the children's cold symptoms were carefully tracked. Taylor says he was surprised by some of the results.
We actually couldn't find any evidence of efficacy for the echinacea. The colds were as long and as severe in the echinacea-treated group and the placebo group.
What's more, Taylor says there was an unexpected and unwanted side effect.
We had about 7% of the children who had colds treated with echinacea had rash, as compared to about 2.5% of those in the placebo-treated group.
Taylor says the rashes didn't require medical treatment and notes that a few studies in other countries have also reported mild allergic reactions. Still, echinacea's popularity continues to grow because parents can get desperate during the cold season. Just ask Seattle mother of four, Lori Boone, how often she gets colds from her own kids.
Boy, you catch every little virus that they're just little germ carriers. And it's hard to be a mom and be sick. So I started taking echinacea in a liquid form with the Golden Still.
Boone says she also wasn't worried about giving it to her kids. So when her pediatrician recruited her 11-year-old daughter, Lindsay, for another echinacea study, Boone didn't hesitate. After Lindsay caught 3 lingering colds during the study, Boone assumed she was one of the children in the placebo group. When she learned her daughter had been taking echinacea all along, the herbal supplement lost some of its appeal for Boone.
After finding out the results of the study, I see no reason to take it. I would just keep taking vitamin C's.
But Michael Aldous, who teaches clinical pediatrics at the University of Arizona, says it's probably too soon to dismiss echinacea.
Because people will come back and say, you used the wrong species of echinacea, or you used the wrong method of extraction, or you used the wrong dose.
Aldous has done his own research on echinacea and ear infections in children. He says there are 3 types of echinacea used for medicinal purposes, and until extensive research is done into the effects of all 3, it's hard to draw conclusions. Still, study author Taylor says the results were enough to make him advise parents who aren't already using echinacea to not give it to their children. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.